It always boils down to the same thing, 666. Everybody's thinking, okay, so what's going on? It's all about the 666. Everything's moving towards 5G, machine man, slavery, bondage, in your box, in a house, a smaller box, video program, video game, holographic broadcasting through a machine. Man is trying to force the unsaved mankind, is trying to force the average man into a box. A smaller and smaller box. That's what's happening. You can see it in all the movies. 1929. There was a movie called, I need to memorize that and never forget it. 1929, a movie called goes back to the word city. Let's see, the Holy See, City. Anyway, there's this machine woman. Queen Bee. It goes back to the Queen Bee machine. The Borg is what it comes back to. They want you as a Borg hive. And so if you speak the gospel, if you say faith alone, they got to cut your head off. Because if you're tied to the Borg, you speak the gospel, they got to cut your head off. That's why the Bible says don't take the mark of the beast and don't worship the beast. Now the church will be caught up. Those left behind, they're gonna have to endure to the end. It's a whole new economy once the church is gone. We're in the age of grace right now. So you can see them building a Freemasonic network where they can surveil everybody, surveillance network. It's the Pharaoh of Egypt. Making slaves, but he's making slaves through the whole world, not just Egypt. It's the Tower of Babel being rebuilt, and they're building it. They're building it in every nation, very slow, without you knowing it. And so, the Tower of Babel is what's going on. And part of the Tower of Babel is the 666 machine man. You either join in with them. That's why they do the little hand symbols, the actors and actresses and musicians. They're all tied to the beast system. And that's why the media's lying. This is why that doctor got threats to his life, right? Because people are seeing through his lies and they want to get rid of it. Think about how big this lie is. The whole world is working together. They've already got maybe not the cure per se, but they've got the medicine to keep people from dying, keep their lungs from stopping up. There, anybody who mentions the name Jesus is deplatformed. You see that the last time Alex Jones got deplatformed, he mentioned the name Jesus. I'm not saying he's not a part of it. He could be. He could be part of it, or he could just be ignorant of really what's really going on because he don't believe in the pre-trib rapture. I don't know. Because they do have. They do have those double agents out there. So anyway, double agents making money off of your fear. It's the Tower of Babel, 666, Machine Man, the Pharaoh. Hath God said, it's the Wiccan, hath God said, you can be your own God, Age of Aquarius, all tied together. The media lies. work for the devil, and it's all a system of lies. The whole system. It's the money's. Look, they just printed $2 trillion. The money's monopoly. It's all fake. The whole system's fake. It's all a lie. And the energy of the flesh is weak. And so the only way the system is propped up is based on lies to keep things going, and they have to reboot the system. Notice Trump mentions the oil, having a meeting with oil people, and the oil goes up $2 and $2 or $3 or $4 in a couple days. It's all lies, it's all manipulation, it's all witchcraft, it's all fake reality. If you look around you, the trees are growing, the grass is growing. Everybody's, you could act, see, they didn't want you planting your food in your backyard, did they? They didn't want you planting your own food. They didn't want you being self-sustaining. They wanted to make laws to keep you from being independent and self-sustaining. Why? Because they want to control everything. They're narcissists, psychopaths, Nebuchadnezzars. Dictators are getting in charge. Nebuchadnezzar psychopaths, that's what they are. They want to rule the whole world. And they already have a Maitreya on the scene. They already have a king that they're going to try to rule the whole world through. That probably that. That's probably why they had a rift with that other guy and sent him to Canada. The queen's next in line. I forget his name. So either the rapture's getting ready to happen, or this thing is getting ready to reboot in a big way. Because they're doing an experiment. They're doing an experiment is all they're doing. That's all they're doing, to see your response. They're taking data points and how people respond. And there's people all around you. I got Uber riders. They're all afraid. Everybody, 90% of my Uber riders are afraid. All the saved people, they're not afraid. All the saved people, they're not afraid. All the unsaved, they're afraid. It's such a bizarro land trip, it ain't even funny. One Uber rider, she said, I don't know what's real anymore. That's what she said. She didn't know what was real anymore. But she really said that. Not even joking. That's the game, people. Is to make you a slave and tie you into the Tower of Babel through a 666 system where you become a Borg hive. You've seen it, Acropolis. That was the name of the movie, Acropolis. Because P-O-L-I-S means city, Acropolis. So they're trying to tie you in to the hive and turn you into a slave. That's pretty much the gist of the matter. They don't want any independent thought. They don't want anybody preaching the gospel that Jesus saved.